Welcome to Careers in Japan. This is your host, Chris Wells. And today we welcome John Monroe, who is the owner of an importing and marketing business here in Tokyo.
Thank you, Chris.
So, what was it that made you specifically focus on ecologically friendly products for your business?
I was primarily interested in innovative products, and I had done some prior work for the UN and other organizations that was environmentally related. And so in looking for innovative products, I realized that environmentally friendly products would be very interesting and very useful to import to Japan.
Mm-hmm. Well, how is your business different from other companies in the same line of work?
I think, first of all, we have a product that is so unusual that nobody else would dare to touch it. And so in the beginning, people were quite shocked. This is our best-selling product is a non-detergent laundry product. And so the technology is so new, and the concept is so radical that most people just in the beginning just wouldn't believe it. And so the people who did try to market similar products were basically in it for the short term. They wanted to make a lot of money fast and then get out. Whereas in Japan, particularly in business in general, I think if you go in, then you go in for the long haul. And so we were actually working for probably 5 years before we started to see really good results.
So you don't have just a 5 or 10 year plan. You've got a 15, a 20-year commitment.
That's right. We're basically, my idea was first we want to get ourselves known. Then we want to establish continuity in our branding. And then also use the company as a vehicle to give back to society.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that? I understand that your program of giving back to the community is actually built into the actual company itself.
That's right. So the concept in the beginning was, I found on a personal level that if I work hard to contribute, and particularly in the area of generosity, if I make a commitment to be generous with my time, with my abilities, and particularly with my money, that increases and enhances my own wealth. And so, as soon as I started doing that, I started to experience a great deal of personal wealth, not just in financial terms, although that was true, but also in terms of personal happiness.
Now, do you have any advice for any foreigners that would like to start doing business in Japan?
Yes. First of all, learn Japanese or find someone who speaks it well. Second of all, the Japanese, I believe, appreciate sincerity, quality, and innovation. In that order, I try to answer all complaints personally, even though I'm the owner of the company. I answer with my own email address and my own cell phone number on the email so that they know that they're actually being heard, and that the person who's ultimately responsible for the company is really listening to their concerns. And I think that has been a great key to our success.
Well, thank you, John, for being with us on Careers in Japan. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Chris.
Questions. Number 26. Why did John choose to market environmentally friendly products? Number 27. What does John say is important when running a business in Japan?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.